Welcome to the Modern Savvy CPA, where financial expertise meets the cutting edge of digital age. I'm Sharon, your host, a certified public accountant, here to guide you through the intricate web of numbers and regulations, offering a fresh perspective of the ever-evolving world of finance. Have you ever had money anxiety? I know Chala tells me about her money anxiety. She is my trusted videographer in the studio who's always very quiet listening to me. By osmosis, she learns some stuff about things. So money anxiety is one of the things that we all face. The worries about money is not something that goes away. It might ramp up or it might be reduced, but it's not something that ever goes away. I can tell you from my years of experience that it does not go away. You know, so this section, we're going to talk about money anxiety, the causes, and how to overcome them. Because you can't avoid them, but you can overcome them. That's my opinion on that. You know, so if you're worried about money, you're not alone. Like I've said, all of us have money anxiety. Financial anxiety is incredibly common. It's often quite difficult to manage. It's not often, it's mostly quite difficult to manage. But even though it's widespread, many people don't understand why they have it, what are the causes of financial anxiety, and how to look at it, how to look at their finance, and you know, what they need to do to overcome these things. So we need to, you know, this is what we're going to be discussing today, is financial anxiety, money anxiety, what causes it, and how to overcome them. My best description of financial anxiety is, another way of saying it is, not having control over your money, because you have anxiety over things that you're not controlling. That's what I have faced in my life. I've traced how my anxiety comes about, and a lot of times it is things that I'm not controlling. Whether I have the ability to control it or not is always up in the air. Well, I'm telling you that money, your money, you have complete ability to control your money. So financial anxiety is something that you can always taper down if you do the right things. So what is, you know, why do people have financial anxiety? Why do people have anxiety over money? So the overall cost of financial anxiety varies vastly. So we're going to discuss some of the causes of financial anxiety. In some cases, concerns are based primarily on the lack of assets. Money's an asset. It's one, if you're thinking accounting wise, money is the top asset on our balance sheet. So in your net worth, money is one of your top assets. So it's an asset. So lack of the asset is one of the reasons that we have anxiety. For example, if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're struggling every day to make ends meet, this will lead to significant worries about money. You know, essentially not feeling that you have enough cash to live on comfortably and safely will potentially lead to anxiety. They say potentially, but I say will definitely lead to anxiety. So either it's going to lead to anxiety today or it's going to lead to anxiety down the road because we're pushing the envelope down the road. Other causes of financial anxiety is concerns that you don't have an emergency fund. You can't handle anything, something in case there's an emergency. So you don't feel like you're properly set up to handle unforeseen circumstances. These worries occur when you're not able to pay your bills, that might happen, you know, addressing various needs. In this case, you know, the issue is primarily that your financial situation is a bit tenuous, and as one single major incident can derail your financial situation, your financial life. Some causes are about money anxiety is people are anxious about their finances because they don't feel that they're well informed about money. This is where financial literacy come in. I actually think financial literacy comes into the whole situation here. So, you know, not well informed about your money is an easily solved, and it's probably one of the most easily solved money anxiety issue, is because in today's world, financial literacy is something that is all out there. You just have to look for the right person to teach you and look for the right trusted advisor, whether you're having a money influencer, you're listening to a money influencer like me, you're making sure you're vetting that person and they're qualified to be your money influence. One snippet here or there is not real financial literacy. You need to be able to be comfortable with money. And until you're comfortable with money, you are not at the point where you're considered financially literate. And like everything else, when you're financially literate, you live, you learn. You keep learning about the changing world of money. You keep learning about the changing world of finances, because you have a good foundation, which is financially being financially literate, but you always have to keep updated with it, just like everything else. So that's I would say, my main reason why people have financial anxiety, why it's one of the main things that I've seen with clients and other people about financial anxiety. So others experience financial anxiety based on what they want for the future. For example, even if you're making ends meet today, you're concerned about what you can afford for retirement. When can you retire? When is the time? These are all things that leads to financial anxiety. A sense of lack of control leads to financial anxiety. Worrying about, you know, where every dollar goes, you know, worrying about, you know, being so hyper vigilant. Being hyper vigilant is also will give you financial anxiety. So you don't want to be hyper vigilant. You want to set up your plan. You want to be literate about your plan, and you want to be checking on your plan. So if you're doing it, you know, like I have a saying, too much of anything is no good. Hypervigilant means you're doing it too much. You're looking at it too much. So anything hyper, it's too much. So you want to make sure if you're dealing with a word that has hyper in front of it, you're doing it too much. There's something wrong with what's happening there. So being hypervigilant of your money is a way that money is also still controlling you. So you want to be able to have control that you can set your plan together, let it ride, check on it once in a while, and making sure that you're focusing, readjusting as possible. You don't need to be looking at it every second of every day, because that's going to give you financial anxiety also, you know. So how do we deal with financial anxiety, you know? So, anxiety about finances, you know. If you're experiencing anxiety regarding your finances, then we need to address the root cause. Typically, that is the essential way to deal with it. Essentially, that is the way. You know, here are some approaches. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about some approaches to different situations. So number one, which we've talked about and I've emphasized, is educating yourself about your personal finance, educating yourself about your personal finance, your personal habits, your understanding of what you're doing, ways to do different things, tracking and tracing. So this comes, you know, knowledge is power. Like they say, knowledge is power. Totally, I believe knowledge is power. So you could never be over familiar with the world of money. You know, you need to understand the fundamentals of money. You need to improve your skills about it. You need to understand how to write a budget, a plan for the future. You can use various financial products, various apps to use this, to help you with this. There's so much resources out there that you will be able to use to help you. You need to plan out your days, your months, your years, where you are prioritizing the parts where you're dealing with your money. Of course, when you're setting this up, it might take a little bit of time. But once you have it set up and you're checking on it periodically, it will be part of your routine, but it needs to be one of the things that you prioritize. I've heard many people say, oh, I don't have time to do this. You need to make the time. Prioritizing, not having enough time. When someone tells me I don't have enough time or I'm too busy, that means you're not prioritizing it. Prioritizing what it is that you're saying you're too busy about or you don't have enough time to do. Because if you prioritize something, it will be on the top of the list of the things to do. That's so being too busy about something, that means that it's not that important to you and you're not prioritizing it. And to me, your finances solve so many problems. If you have it under control and you are literate about what you're doing and you are controlling your money, it solves so many problems in your life. And anxiety, mental health was one of the number one problems. One of the things that it solves. Once you're controlling your money, once you're checking on it, not being hypervigilant, but setting your plan and be comfortable with your plan helps you to be more comfortable with the idea of money, and how you control your money. And it does not control your money. The money does not control you. Remember, you know, money does not have an emotion. We put emotions on money. So you put your emotions on money. All of us put our own emotions on money. So you have to trace your steps and figure that part out. So one of the other things that you need to look at is creating a budget, tracing and tracking. I cannot tell you how much you need to be tracing and tracking. This is like the freedom world. Once you're tracing and tracking today, you can trace and track what you did 10 years ago and worked for you. You can trace and track what's happening today. A budget is a forecast. That doesn't mean that it's set in stone. It is a guideline. You follow this guideline and work with it. You adjust it as you go along if you see that there are certain things that you need to do. So that, you know, making your goals, creating a plan, enabling, you know, you to make ends meet and manage a savings goal, savings for retirement, savings for home, whichever goal pot you're looking at, depending on your lifetime, is that's something that you're going to be able to do once you have a budget. You know, you start with examining what your expense pattern is, understanding your emotions with money, you know, understanding what your activities is. Usually I like to say you want to look at the last 6 to 12 months, track the last 6 to 12 months, understanding your spending patterns. Once you understand your spending pattern, it will be so easy for you to set up a budget because you will understand where your money is going. There are certain things that are fixed costs, you know, your electric bill, your water bill, your mortgage or your rent. Those are fixed costs. So you'll be able to trace how much of your budget, how much of your overall income these things take out of you. Are you on trend to where you want to be with certain things? So once you first part on starting a budget, in my opinion, is to track and trace the last 6 to 12 months of what your spending patterns are. So you understand your emotion that you're attaching to money, because all of us have different ones. There might be things that I guarantee you there are going to be things that you're going to want to change within your spending patterns, but you won't know what you want to change until you look at it, until you paint your number picture. So then you can realistically put a budget together. Talk to someone that's trusted, a trusted advisor. Money's so often a taboo subject that we don't talk about it. We think it's something that we shouldn't be discussing. I think that you should be discussing money and understanding different strategies that different people use, you know, educating yourself on what people are talking about. Trusted advisors. Do not listen to craziness out there. Do not listen to the noise from people who are telling you 3 steps to do this and you don't know what their qualification is to tell you this and why they should be telling you this. So you need to make sure that you're getting your advice from people who are qualified to give you advice. You do not want to be getting your advice from somebody that's on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, that is not qualified to give you advice on this, that does not have the experience or the education to back them. So you make sure that you're vetting your trusted advisor. Always vet your trusted advisor. Just like if someone is going to come do your roof, you're going to ask if you're going to pay for, you know, you're going to listen to someone that's going to do your roof or clean your floors or do your lawn. You ask for references. You want to know what their qualifications is. How long have they been in business? How, you know, what is their specialty? You know, are they, even though they have the qualifications and they've been in business a while, are they good at what they're doing? Or, you know, do they know how to get things across? You know, are they going to be able to fix my roof properly, or they're just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, fixing roofs? So it's the same and more important that what goes into your head and the things that you are listening to, that you vet the person that you're listening to. You don't just pick somebody out because they, what they say sounds good. If they say sounds good, that's just the beginning. You vet them before you actually put those plans into place or listen to what they're saying. So that'll help you transition into a good money mindset to focus on that. So you want to make sure that that's what you're doing, you know. Remain future focused. Always have your goals, you know, and what you want to make. Understand the mistakes that you've made that has created hardship for you with money, and wise up. They say learn from your mistakes. I try to learn from other people's mistakes. I also learn from my own mistakes. I try telling my kids this. They don't get it yet, but eventually, hopefully they will. Because, you know, sometimes you have to hurt in order to see. So in our culture, my mom used to say, if you can't hear, if you can't listen, you have to feel. So once you feel, that's when you're going to, oh, this is what they meant by this. Okay, so I need to change this if I want this not to work. So mishaps on the road helps you to avoid mishaps, similar mishaps down the road. So mishaps on the road helps you to avoid mishaps down the road. So you want to make sure that, you know, that's what you're doing. You're focusing on what the mistakes are. I always tell my son that, you know, a mistake happens once. If it happens more than once, if it happens three times, it's not a mistake, it's a decision. You're deciding to make that choice. So mistakes, it happens. You make them. We make them all the time. But once we learn from them and not make them again, that's why they're mistakes. If we're not learning from them and we keep making them over and over again, you're making a decision. Own up to your decision. If it's a bad decision, own up to your decision. You're making a bad decision. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses for your bad money habits. Turn your bad money habits into smart money habits. Concentrate on how to fix your problem. When you concentrate on how to fix your money, bad money habits, you're able to relieve your anxiety. You understand what's going on. You focus on what your errors are, and then you move forward, you progress, you improve your financial situations on what your errors are. This has happened to me. I've had my share of financial errors that I've made along the way. I learn from them and I move on. Okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to avoid doing next time. This is what I need to do this time. By getting myself educated on if I'm not sure how to handle a financial situation, but I know it's not the most valuable one that I'm using, or it's causing me anxiety, then I need to get myself financially literate about that situation. So having that mindset, a forward focus, future focus mindset, will definitely help you to relieve the anxiety. Concentrate on fixing the problem by, you know, understanding what it is, and help you to move forward, make things easier when you keep moving forward. Create a safety net. Financial safety nets can do a lot to relieve your anxiety about money. When you have an emergency fund, it helps you to understand, okay, bad things happen in life. I'm prepared for these things when it happens. You know, God never said to us that he, you know, life was going to be all nice and rosy. He said he will hold our hand through it. You know, in the footprint prayer that we have, and the man asked, God, my worst time in my life, I only see one footprint on the beach. Where were you? And God turns and says to him, those are my footprints. I was carrying you on when I was struggling. So that's what happens, you know. So you want to make sure that, you know, you make your safety net, because that's a way that God carries you. There's different things that, you know, faith is involved in your finances, you know, making sure that you're being humble, but you own what your bad things are and what your accomplishments are. You know, don't feel that talking about money is not a faithful thing. You know, it's a vehicle. Money is a vehicle that God gave us. It's a part of us. It's part of our overall plan that he has involved for us. It is our servant. Money is our servant. It's meant to be our servant. It is the mistakes that we make is many times, whether we have too much of it or too little of it, we make it our master, because it can be your master. Master means it's controlling you. When I call money your master, I tell you that is when it's controlling you. It can control you if you have too little of it, and it can control you if you have too much of it. So too much of anything is no good. So this is what you need to look at when you're thinking about your anxiety. You want to be able to be forward focusing. You want to be able to think about what your emergency fund is. You want to be able to budget so you're living within your living expense. You want to be able to budget so you can start contributing to retirement, and you want to put your savings pots together. Remember, I do not believe that you should save without a purpose. Every saving should have a purpose. Every pot should have a purpose. If you're saving for education, you're saving for vacation, you're saving for new shoes, you're saving, you know, you have a goal. When you have a goal, it is easier to keep focused, to remind yourself what you're doing this for, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. You know, you're saving for your house, you're saving for an investment property, you're saving for retirement. Whatever it is, each pot has to have a goal. The emergency fund is a goal pot also. So remember your goal pots, and remember to always have saving for a purpose within your goal pots. If you feel like financial anxiety is problematic and it is disrupting your daily life, of course, you should speak to a mental health advisor. You should speak to someone that's going to be able to help you get into the right money mindset so you can start focusing on the right financial goals and the right financial options for you. You know, by choosing a specialist, you can concentrate on your anxiety and understand why you're having this anxiety. And, you know, some financial counselors, some mental health specialists can either start you off on the right foot on making your finances easier, or they can work with financial advisors to help you bring the two together. So that's your last step. I believe that many of us, most of us, can control our money and without seeking, you know, the mental health advisor, seeking a financial advisor, seeking a financial counselor, seeking financial education, seeking financial literacy. Those are all part of your life that you're gonna have to do. So if you do that and you keep checking on what you're doing, you keep adjusting what you're doing, just like everything else. When we go to the doctor, we have a fiscal every year. And if we have additional problems, we check more often because we need to adjust as time goes by. We need to adjust our medication. We need to adjust our food. We need to adjust our exercise. We need to adjust our mental health. So we need to look within to figure out what we need to adjust on the outside. This is Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, on anxieties about money and how to overcome them. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to give me a follow to get updated on new and upcoming episodes, and listen in every Tuesday and Thursday, where I teach you smart money habits so you can make better money choices with a financial goal focus.